our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, a Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon. County Sheriff Joe Wampler has decided to change from rescue to recovery mode regarding the effort to find missing climbers Brian Hall and Jerry Cook on Mount Hood.
This time of year, Mount Hood is a dangerous place to be based on weather conditions.
Efforts to find the two victims will continue as weather and resources permit. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Hood River, Oregon. Now with more CBS News, here's Harvey Carnes.
Snow in Denver isn't usually such a big deal. They get so much of it. But 2 feet at once and more has closed the airport, and that's not good. Ripples spread across the country in a hurry.
Suppose a plane is going from Denver to Chicago to Orlando. Well, if it can't get out of Denver, then the Chicago-Orlando portion is canceled, etc. So a bad weather situation is bad enough, but when you have it at a major hub, it really creates a bad situation.
Travel expert Terry Tripler. On the other hand, with 36 to 40 inches of new snow falling over much of the Rockies, the ski resorts are loving it. That storm system is big. Schools and highways are closed in Kansas. Cars and trucks have found ditches and each other in North Texas and in Oklahoma. Experts and politicians on both sides of the aisle have been saying for months the U.S. military is stretched too thin. President Bush proposes to fix it.
I'm inclined to believe that we need to increase in the permanent size of both the United States Army and the United States Marines. I've asked Secretary Gates to determine how such an increase could take place and report back to me as quickly as possible.
Mr. Bush also said today he supports a plan to raise the minimum wage by $2.10 an hour, provided small businesses get a tax break to make up at least some of the difference. And he signed a collection of tax measures today.
This measure reinstates some 20 tax breaks, including a popular up to $4,000 deduction for higher education costs. It also allows taxpayers to deduct state and local sales taxes instead of state and local income taxes. That's a big deal for people in states with no income tax.
America has long been called the world's breadbasket because U.S. farmers grow so much wheat and corn and soybeans and other crops. We feed more of the world's hungry than any other nation. For the first time, a new study says the nation's top money-making crop is marijuana, $35 billion worth of homegrown. The leaders are California, Tennessee, Kentucky, Hawaii, and Washington. Mothers Against Drunk Driving are saying after all the publicity about Mrs. USA and Miss Teen USA out drinking and carousing and getting real buddy-buddy, MAD doesn't think Katy Blair is the kind of role model they want telling teenagers not to drink and drive. Miss Teen USA's 18, Miss USA, Tara Conner, just turned 21. Wall Street, the Dow lost 7.5 points today. The Nasdaq was off about 2 points on the day. This is CBS News.
She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies and all that's best of dark and bright meeting in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. This is how the poet Lord Byron said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying Dennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Mass marketing still works, and this is a big season for spammers.
Spam is filling up our personal and business email accounts bigger than ever this holiday season.
It's
bigger and broader and scarier than it's ever been before.
Daniel Drucker with Postini, an email security firm, says it's not just show-off hackers spamming us these days.
It's increasingly criminal networks and gangs, lots of them in Eastern Europe.
And Drucker says they want our money at a time of year when we're often especially trusting. Beware. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
The band members said organists Matthew Fisher joined Procol Harum after that song, Whiter Shade of Pale, was written. He joined the band in 1967, and he left it in 1969. Still, the song would have paled without the organ, no doubt. And the judges decided to award Fisher 40% of the musical copyright, retroactive only to May of 05. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
HP understands that the holidays present some awkward moments for men, namely shopping. It's not something every guy is comfortable doing, but we'd like to suggest something. We'd like to suggest that this year, you enter an electronics store and buy your wife an HP PhotoSmart printer, a gift whose sole purpose is to print pictures that tell the story of your beautiful life together. We know. Walking into a place filled with woofers, tweeters, and large plasma screen TVs is a personal sacrifice. But remember, you're doing this for your wife, the most important person on your list. And if a trip to an electronics store to buy an HP PhotoSmart printer is what it takes to make her happy, then so be it. She is so worth the effort. HP PhotoSmart printers. Brilliantly simple. For a limited time, get an HP PhotoSmart compact photo printer starting as low as $49 with an instant rebate. See your favorite retailer. HP. Brilliantly simple.
I just did a leftover right-hand crossover to make all that work, and I'm really proud of myself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second last live broadcast of the Peter B. Collins Show in 2006. And I feel your pain. I realize you're under a tremendous amount of pressure. You haven't completed your Christmas shopping. The parking lots at the malls are overflowing. Your credit card is on reject. And you are bankrupt when it comes to ideas for that special someone. Ladies and gentlemen, we are drawing on the incredible powers of Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping to help you get through the holiday blues.
Amen, hallelujah, brother.
We can hear you, Reverend Billy. Go ahead, lay a little prayer on us.
You hear the choir here in the background.
That is the...
I know you can hear them singing that we should stop our shopping. I know that some people out there in radio land really feel that they need to shop today.
It's a compulsion. And so far,
we give ourselves.
We don't have a pharmaceutical solution, do we? Is there a drug I can take to stop shopping, Reverend Billy?
It's an addiction. It's a confliction. We're narcoticized. We're hypnotized.
And we're corporatized.
We're corporatized. That's the worst part of it.
And
there is so much that we can do to give gifts to one another this holiday season.
Yeah.
That doesn't involve buying at all.
Really?
Now, that's a big jump for some people. Giving gifts without buying sounds like, what are you talking about, Aggie? You're talking about, like, little grade school projects with, you know, carving potatoes and construction paper? No, actually, the most valued gifts that people receive often aren't purchased.
Right. I made a bird feeder in...
Creative.
I made a bird feeder in shop in the fourth grade and brought it home, and my parents were quite underwhelmed, Billy.
What about the birds? Were the birds... whelmed?
No. No, they didn't.
Yellow-breasted whelming bird? Whelmed?
Actually, they sent a winged building inspector who red-tagged the whole thing.
Took it off in his truck. Well, we've been giving advice to people who have, they want to know, how can I shop in a sweat-free way? How can I acquire gifts for my loved ones that are not based in cruelty?
Mm-hmm.
And we have gathered, with the help of Sweatshop Watch,
mm-hmm.
we have gathered many different kinds of gifts that can be located in the world.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at the list right now. It's at revbilly.com. And right in the upper right-hand corner, there is the shopping guide for 2006. And you click on that link, and you get a page here that reads, Shop with a Conscience.
Especially my eye has gone to Fuerza Unida, founded by former Levi's workers in San Antonio, Texas. They formed a unique women's sewing cooperative that makes shirts, pillows, and canvas bags. They have links to all these Sweatshop Watches gathered links to all these people, and you when you buy these gifts, your money goes not to some mysterious corporation that is paying off politicians and to bust unions and so forth and so on. It goes directly to people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can witness it. You can feel the good feeling of your money going to help people.
So, for example, I'm looking here under Coats Outerwear. Here's a link to Justice Clothing, a one-stop shop for union-made and sweatshop-free apparel. Leather Coats, Inc., your home for leather outerwear and accessories. And the union logo of Unite Here Local 73 is right on it.
Well, there it is. It just takes a second in this day and age. Some people complain about the day and age we're in.
Right.
Like over here in New York, what happened to winter? We have some concern about we're missing a whole season here.
Well, now, I just talked to Jim, who is responsible for uplinking the Peter B. Collins Show to the satellite bird so that stations all over the country can access it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's waist-deep in snow in Colorado today, and he brought his sleeping bag because he's not sure he's going to be able to get home tonight.
Well, I'm glad winter's taking place somewhere. We have
now. What's New York been like?
In the park near where we live in Brooklyn, we have a cherry tree that's in blossom.
Uh-huh.
And
they must be confused.
Scaring us, yes. But I was on my way to saying the complaint that many people habitually complain that we're kind of living in an era of perpetual war and where there's so little hope that the right thing can be done, but spending a little time developing cruelty-free gifts, you realize there are things we can do right now that are just give you that good feeling, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
P.
Yeah, and for example, you could go to a nearby independently owned fair trade coffee outlet and buy a gift card for somebody who is maybe becoming a little too habitual at Starbucks.
Or you can give a gift in which you promise to do 100 hours of a particular kind of volunteer work. And you simply write to the person you're giving the gift. This is the gift I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I will do. You can also walk to your gift this year or take a bicycle to your gift. You can not involve fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You can challenge yourself to find your gift in your own home. I don't know about you, but we have stuff behind the stuff behind the stuff in this culture. And you can find the stalactites and stalagmites in the back of those closets.
Oh, you're hitting me! You're hitting me right,
well, Peter B.,
Reverend Billy,
right where I live.
I can tell that you know we've got a two-car garage, and there hasn't been a car in either garage in years, Billy.
You're a sinner, Peter B., but we all are.
Oh.
We're all sinners.
I am. I know it.
The only way to really get that forgiveness is rather than beating yourself up about it and saying, "Oh my God, I shrug my shoulders. It's just impossible." Impossible. I'm in a hurry. I got to get in my car, go to the big box store and buy this thing. No, just do the right thing.
Yeah.
Don't let yourself do the wrong thing because you say you're in a hurry.
Now, Reverend Billy, I want to pause for a moment here and open up the phone lines and invite listeners to call to see if they might get a little inspiration or a little extra lift from talking with you. And you can call Reverend Billy and tell us some of your alternative ideas for Christmas giving this year. And also, you could tell us about your own dealing with the temptation of the big box stores, the low price goods from China, and all those things that you think you need to have, like a plasma TV, because on TV they tell you you need a plasma TV, right?
Amen.
So call us and you can talk to Reverend Billy direct, no middleman here. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. Lines are lighting up already. 888-573-8372. And you may want to share a tip with our listeners or bring forward your own problems and, confessional style. Reverend Billy has yet to publish a book, a hypothetical confessional book like O.J., If I Did It.
If I bought it?
Yeah, if But he does have something to tell us about a recent victory, a meeting of the minds at the store that helps the average American woman act out her porn star fantasies. And that's Victoria's Secret.
Yes, we've been active with Forest Ethics, which Forest Ethics is a group of valiant Bay Area-based environmentalists who have been negotiating over the last couple of years with Limited Brands, which is the parent company of Victoria's Secret. They're centered in Columbus, Ohio. Principal shareholder is a man named Les Wexner.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these dot-com era, Clinton era companies that has a billionaire at the top and sweatshop workers at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Making
service,
those teeny
workers who don't get paid very much.
Making those teeny weeny shiny little thongs for American consumers who really need them.
Yes, yes, and those pink bags, those shopping bags that people carry around.
Right.
And one wonders if they're just sort of suggesting, I've got sexy underwear on, it's kind of like advertising your sex life. But you see them on the subways everywhere, and, oh, Jesus.
Well, actually,
people just take these bags everywhere?
Billy,
is it a sexual come on or what?
I actually have this little thin elastic band that I wear above my underwear that makes it look like I have a thong on.
Yes, I know. We've seen that. Yeah, it's embarrassing, but I just wish you the best. Maybe you've had some liaisons as a result of that signal that you sent out.
Well, it gives me that warm feeling of the permanent wedgie.
Yeah. Ouch.
All right, so we got just about 30 seconds here before the break. Tell us about Victoria's Secret.
The punchline is that the Church of Stop Shopping has been going into Victoria's Secrets around North America. Certainly did it in San Francisco at Stonestown.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in and we put our hands on the cash register and pray to the fabulous unknown. And we ask that the company stop clear-cutting virgin forests to make their million-a-day catalogs that they send out junk mail around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we perform for the surveillance cameras because the executives in Columbus, they see us there.
Nice.
And try not to freak out people too much, but try to make our point. And the executives had mentioned to the Forest Ethics people that they were concerned about Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping going into the stores. And we did it this last Buy Nothing Day. We did it to two Victoria's Secrets on November 24th in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they've come to the table and they have agreed to go to recycling forest products for their catalog.
That's
our gift.
That's a victory.
That's our gift this year.
That's a victory. I'm going to go buy some panties just to celebrate.
All right, Peter.
Reverend Billy, we got to take a break. We'll return and take some phone calls. If you want to talk to the Reverend about a little intervention to prevent you from going the corporate Christmas route, give us a call toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth.
Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
You now on the Peter B. Collins Show. Reverend Billy is standing by for your phone calls. But first, a little inspiration from Capitol Steps.
Dashing through the store with some presents left to buy. Credit charges soar, climbing way too high. Each charge makes me wince. My debt has reached new height. I dread every statement since my bills are out of sight. Oh, juggle bills after Christmas Day. My left arm gets very numb as I ponder how to pay. Juggle bills, I must find a way. How much would my kidney fetch if I sold it on eBay? My payments all were late, a card came in the mail. A zero interest rate? Wow, my arms began to flail. An idea did occur, I found a new technique. My balance I will now transfer to a new card every week. Oh, juggle bills, it's like Christmas Day.
Now, Reverend Billy, have you managed to develop a credit card-free lifestyle?
Nope, I travel much.
Yeah.
So I have a single credit card,
uh-huh.
Just to because sometimes it's required to get around. I have to show that sometimes at airports and so forth.
But that's true. I understand. Hey, let's go to the phones.
I'd like to figure that out. I mean,
Deborah is on the line from Phoenix. Deborah, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Reverend Billy.
Hi.
Deborah?
Well, I'm talking about a purchase, but it's a good cause.
Uh-huh.
Every year I buy this wonderful stuffed animal that a jewelry store called Jared's here in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
They sell these wonderful stuffed toys, and a large portion of the proceeds goes to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And, in fact, I think last year an employee told me that they donated about $3 million just from the sale of these stuffed animals.
Huh.
And
wow,
I'd kind of be interested in if there's some any other stores who do that kind of a thing. And secondly, if more people started buying from companies like that, maybe they would do it more often.
Well, that's a very interesting idea, and I'll throw open the phone lines here, and we'll take calls. In fact, past the bottom of the hour, we're going to be open phone the rest of this hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have some for-profit operations that donate a portion of proceeds to specific charities that people want to support, that's a great angle to pursue.
Well, these animals are only $10, and they donate, I think, about $4.50 from every sale.
Wow, that's pretty generous.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Because, so often, like Bristol-Myers had some program where they said they'd match donations,
mm-hmm.
and then in the fine print it said up to $100,000.
Ah.
And, people thought, this drug company is going to give away millions of dollars to a worthy cause, but often the fine print is where it kicks in.
Yeah.
Well, Deborah, thanks for that tip. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great holiday.
Oh, you
Sister
too.
Deborah, Peter B., I'd like to make one point, and that is the charity, a percentage of income for a particular product, that is one approach. But what we try to do is we try to know how the product was made. It's quite possible that a charity
mm-hmm.
can have little stuffed animals that were stuffed and sewn up in sweatshops.
Yeah.
So these sweatshop-free products that we were suggesting here that are on our church website are examples of where all the way to the source.
Right.
The materials, the human resources, the labor, the payment to mm-hmm. the people who are making the textiles, the mm-hmm. hats, the
coats,
whatever you're purchasing. So
very good point. Now let's talk to Dave in Humboldt. Hello, Dave. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, Peter. And Reverend Billy, you've been an inspiration to many of us. And I had always thought that Bush was sort of in your camp, an ally, because by overcharging us so much for insurance and for fuel and cutting wages and benefits, I thought, well, surely nobody's going to be able to afford to go out and get anything. But today, he must have known you were going to be on the show because he blurted it right out. Go out and shop was his message.
I know that's what he said right after 9/11. Those of us are trying to slow down consumption. We thought that was a smoking gun. We thought that now this is living proof that this government is based on consumerism. Go out and shop. If you love your country, go out and shop.
Well, come on, Dave. When was the last time you did something Bush told you to do?
Well, I shut me down right there.
Okay, happy holidays to you. Reverend Billy, can you give us a 30-second inspiration out here?
I just want to ask the wacky impresario of unexpected evolution, the fabulous unknown creator. Give us the imagination. Give us the genius to go out and find new ways to give gifts to each other this Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Reverend
find
Billy.
A new way to do it. You don't have to buy something to give something. Amen.
We'll just back away. Thank you, Billy.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. Don't your children deserve the very best for the holidays? Locally owned and operated for 36 years, Thinker Toys has been the first holiday shopping stop for generations of parents in Carmel and Monterey, where owner Mark Phillips and his staff take great pride in personally serving every customer. Thinker Toys is dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly. While Thinker Toys specializes in educational toys for newborns through six-year-olds, there's no better place than Thinker Toys to buy great toys for thinking kids of all ages. Make your child's Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmaka, Kwanzaa, or the holiday of your choice extra special with high-quality educational toys and games from Thinker Toys. Open every day at 10 a.m. in Carmel at 7th and San Carlos, and in Monterey at the Del Monte Center. Drop by Thinker Toys today and tell Mark that Peter B. sent you. Happy holidays from Thinker Toys.
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, winemakers, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Deborah Lindsay with Tomorrow Matters on KRXA 540 AM, wishing you a safe holiday season and encouraging you to make earth-friendly choices for your celebrations. Join me each Sunday at 2 to match global problems of today with local solutions for a better tomorrow. Remember, the greatest gift we can give is a healthy planet. Tomorrow Matters, right here on KRXA 540 AM, every Sunday at 2.
And the Peter B. Collins Show continues. It's 33 minutes past the hour. And Matt Renner, our producer, was very busy today. He made about 27 phone calls to invite guests on for this particular half hour. And he came up with zilch. Seems like everybody is on their way to grandmother's house, heading home to their birthplace for the holidays, or just generally they've disappeared. And we understand that. We're getting ready to disappear for the holidays ourselves. You'll be hearing the best of Peter B. Collins starting on Friday. And next week, we'll have reruns, repeats, the best of, whatever you like to refer to them as. Give you a chance to catch up on some of what we think were the outstanding segments of the Peter B. Collins Show over the past year. And then we'll be back with our live broadcast starting again on January 2nd. So I'm going to open up the phone lines here and see what happens. Maybe you want to follow up on Reverend Billy's themes.
about ways to honor people here at Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, without spending a fortune, overrunning your credit cards, overdrawing your bank account. Maybe you have some ideas for last-minute gifts for people who are in that crazed frenzy. The clock is running, and they just don't have any ideas. They wander through the malls and wander through the department stores and say, oh, not that, no, that won't work. And maybe you have that special idea that's going to help another listener out. So give us a call, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 is our toll-free number, and I welcome your calls on that. If you want to talk about issues in the news and something we haven't addressed, bring that on. Or maybe you want to tell us where you're headed for Christmas and what your travel plans are. I know a lot of people who are avoiding airports this year who decided that they'd rather drive an extra 4 or 5 hours than put up with the BS at the airports. Man, I don't blame them for that. So just check in general. Let us know what's going on with you, and we'll talk and enjoy this half hour together. Phyllis in Santa Cruz, thanks for your call. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're welcome, Peter. Enjoy you very much. I like what you and Hal have made of this station. I would like to say I hope you don't keep Randy. Randy Rhodes, is it?
Uh-huh.
She's too harsh.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who I delight in, he's funny and he's witty, is Lionel.
Lionel, okay. Your radio is on there, and I can hear it ringing in the background. Is it?
Yes, would you like me to shut that off?
Yeah, it'll be less distracting for you,
Phyllis. Of course.
Uh-huh.
And there is so much on this station to enjoy. One person I turn the radio off between 12 and 3.
So you're not a big Eddie fan?
Definitely not.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'm waiting for the day when some tax preparer decides to get himself on the good side of the IRS and turn in all the stuff that Eddie trolls for.
Oh, really?
And
now, I've heard him ask for Dungeness Crab, but I don't consider that to be a bad a bad habit.
Not a bit, but when it comes to highly complicated computers and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And a boat, a fishing boat.
Right.
And fishing supplies.
Well, he is a fisherman and a hunter. I know he loves his outdoor sports.
Indeed he does.
Yeah.
And he's so welcome to them and hope it keeps him healthy.
Yeah.
And I think he and Wendy have a very good marriage.
Well, you know, for not liking his show, you've listened enough to learn a lot about him.
But I've been a listener to your show ever since you started.
Well, I really appreciate that,
yeah.
Phyllis. Well, I want you to have a great holiday. I thank you for the call today. Good to have you listening in Santa Cruz.
You too, and may your Christmas dinner be delicious and yummy.
I hope it is, too.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm just going to send it back. Bye, Phyllis. Now to Aaron in Phoenix. Hello, Aaron. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show. Are you there, Aaron? Going once. All right, let's go to Rick in Phoenix. Hello, Rick. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter B.
Hello, Rick. I think Aaron put us on hold, so call us back, Aaron, and we'll put you on hold.
Yeah, call back, Aaron. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about a Christmas gift of just cutting back on using gasoline here in the country. I don't know why the president doesn't ask us to conserve. I don't know. I don't know.
It's because Cheney would slap him down and threaten to shoot him in the face.
Well, but
Cheney,
you know,
is the one who referred to energy conservation as, well, that's personal virtue, but
that's my gift. That's what I'm asking of people to do.
So have you gone the hybrid route?
No, I haven't, but I have a little four-cylinder S10 truck that gets mm-hmm. like 25, 30 miles to the gallon.
So. That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a simplistic little, you know, vehicle.
Right. Well, check out the hybrids. I'm a lucky guy, and I get to test drive new cars. And I think that both the Toyota hybrid system and the Honda Accord is very interesting. I mean, they have
they're great. The hybrids are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be coming out hopefully with just total electric. You know, like the president did say, like
right.
you know, he did mention like the urbanites that can run a vehicle. Locally, 20, 40, 50 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's, you know, hello, people.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me that this country has been bamboozled by energy corporations, and it's time, you know, they don't ask us to cut back, and it is bleeding us. It's bleeding a lot of people. It's killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're very on target. And early in January, either on the 2nd or maybe the 3rd, we're going to feature an author of a new book about electric cars and hybrids. So
technology is so close.
Make a mental note to
so
join us for that.
It's so close to be mainstream. So everybody, if you would just cut back on your Humvees and your big SUVs, go out and buy or trade it in for a smaller vehicle, you know, America will be better off.
All right, Rick.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thanks for your greeting from Phoenix today. You can join us, too. Lines open at our toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B. We'll get right back to your calls in a second here. But the governor of California has a Christmas message for you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Sacramento. I was doing such a good job that I looked presidential. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. But we still $9 billion over budget, so there's not gonna be anything in there. The girlyman politicians were snug in their beds, while visions of tax dollars danced in their heads. And Maria and her warm-ups and I in my suit had just settled in to work on her glutes. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bench to see, you know, what it was that was making all of the noise. Away to the window, I flew like the Terminator. Maybe I do a version of this poem in German later. And what to my wandering eyes should appear but a little red sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew right away that it must be Saint Nick. Or as we call him in Austria, Nikolaus. He jumped out of the sleigh, grabbed a big bright red sack, and then said to his reindeer, "Stay here, I'll be back." His eyes had a twinkled, his beard like old rope. His cheeks were as red as the women I groped. He spoke not a word but went straight to the tree. And as he laid out the toys, something occurred to me. Santa's not from the U.S. This is all out of order. He comes down from the North Pole and sneaks across the border. So I grabbed him by the neck. He screamed, "Let me go!" I threw open the door and hurled him out on the snow. And he heard me exclaim as to his sleigh he was diving, "You're in this country illegally. You're not supposed to be driving."
It's wonderful to have an Austrian-born action movie star playing governor in California. Next, Patrick in Monterey. Thanks for your call. You're on the air.
Festivus, Peter.
Thank you very much. What are you doing to celebrate Festivus this year?
Well, usually in the past, my easy solution was I just don't really celebrate the season, and I'm usually broke, and I can't buy presents, but I was thinking I could catch Reverend Billy to absolve me, because I'm making an exception this year, and it's all your fault, Peter, because I'm going to have to pick up at least a few copies for friends and family of Michael Franti and Spearhead's Yell Fire, because it's the best album I've heard in 20 years.
Isn't that incredible? It's worth it.
And maybe a couple copies of Showtime's first season, Weeds, for a few of my choice friends.
You know, I've never seen an episode of Weeds.
It's the funniest show I've ever seen, ever. Period.
I know a lot of people swear by it, and a lot of people smoke by it.
Yeah, well, you have to be in the right mood. Now, I also, if I had her Cindy Rhodes, I think, late at night on the weekends, and if Hal has added her, in all due respect to the lady that called before, Hal, if you're listening, don't you dare take Randy Rhodes off the air. Because she's my favorite. I mean, you, Peter, Tom Hartman, and Randy Rhodes are my favorites, and, you know, on another network, of course, Ray Taliaferro and Bernie Ward, but, I mean, you're my five holy, you know, people that I rely on. And I think she's hilarious. She's got that perfect blend of acerbic humor, and please don't take her off the air.
All right, well, I'll pass.
I think the lineup's just great as it is, and happy Festivus to all.
All right, thank you for the call today. Nice to hear from you, Patrick. And I agree with him on Michael Franti and Spearhead. In fact, you know, as long as we're just sitting here, let me scroll down here, and let's give you a taste of Michael Franti and Spearhead as we head into a break here. We'll return for more of your phone calls. 888-5 Peter B is the toll-free number, and lines are available. Join us. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas, what you're doing to avoid the corporate route of gift giving. Anything else that you think might inspire others here at this special holiday season? 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
Sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. Free peace, suits and bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber. For a pop a pill culture, drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother you?
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Searching. We've got what you're looking for. Sundays, 3 to 5, The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar.
So it means that our investigation turned up nothing.
Because somebody testified by him before a grand jury doesn't mean he's involved.
And it's flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending a military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women for me.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you retire, you don't have anything to worry about. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Kind of catapult the propaganda.
Tired of that dreaded drive into town for fresh quality produce? The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village has the perfect solution to your problem. Owners Ed Drobnik and Don Bikey have over 50 years of combined experience in the produce business and are passing the substantial savings on to their customers. The Produce Barn offers a wide selection of conventional and certified organic seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. We also carry a fine selection of specialty candies and snacks, exquisite gourmet gift items, and feature Freedom Meats, savory sausages, bacon, and marinated fresh meats. Heck, we even throw in free recipes. So, whether you're a restaurant, lodge, home chef, or treasured village visitor, stop by the Produce Barn at 13750A Center Street in the Center Street Plaza, behind Wells Fargo, and right next to the Chatterbox. We're open 7 days a week.
The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village, 659-5916. That's 659-5916. The Produce Barn.
Politicians may come and go, but for the past 33 years, Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey. Technically proficient, Dr. Turner specializes in listening to every patient's concerns and feelings. And because Dr. Turner cares about you, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112, 831-375-1112, 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner, 375-1112. He listens, he cares. On the Peter B. Collins Show, we left you just a moment ago with the strains of Michael Franti and Spearhead, the song called Yell Fire. Did somebody say Yell Fire?
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'll send you to burn. Fire. I'll send you to learn.
And ladies and gentlemen, I just got word during the break. Santa will be able to join us live on the Peter B. Collins Show tomorrow in our third hour. That's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Phoenix time. And we'll be accepting calls from kids of all ages. Next up on the line at 888-5-PETER-B, it's Brian in Phoenix. Welcome, Brian.
First, let me just say you have an extremely intelligent show, and I enjoy it immensely.
Oh, those words are the kiss of death. Thank you very much. I'm glad you're not a radio program director, because they say that intelligent shows don't work.
Well, yours certainly does.
Well, thank you. You made my day.
And also, I'd like to make a comment about the story that was in the news today about people experiencing stress in many different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems particularly salient for this time of year because it's the Christmas season, and you know, the number one stressor for most people is finances. And yet, you know, our culture encourages you to go out and spend as much as you can, and you know, don't come back on the gift giving, you know, go ahead and deal with that stress. And it, you know, this is a pretty large topic, but I would love to hear you do a show sometime just on consumer culture and you know, how people kind of dig themselves into a hole and all the repercussions that can have for people with the, mm-hmm. the rising debt that we have here in the United States.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I'll keep it in mind. Now, Brian, tell us what you're driving and how much a month you pay for it.
I drive a Honda Element.
Oh, okay.
And I pay $250 a month.
Okay, so you're not, you know, driving some bling-mobile and got yourself stretched out too far.
No, not at all. I've tried to put my priorities where they should be. I'm pretty fresh out of graduate school, so I focus a lot on paying back my student debt and trying to save up for the future.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, well, listen, I appreciate your call, and I will find a way to deal with this topic, materialism and the pressure it puts on people, and the very powerful influence the media has, where you feel, like I said earlier, if you don't have a plasma TV, you barely exist.
Exactly. You know, there's a book called The Psychology of Consumer Culture that kind of deals with the issue and, you know, kind of scratches the surface on it. So that might be a place to get started if you ever had time to do a show on it.
All right. We'll keep it in mind, and I hope you have a great holiday and don't have any credit card blues in January.
Thanks. You too, Peter.
Okay. Now to one of my favorite listeners. It's Alice in Humboldt. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Peter B.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Just wanted to wish you the best for the holidays.
Well, thanks. I'm delighted to hear from you. And, Alice, I'm just curious. You got any wine left?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Alice was the lucky winner of our first anniversary giveaway this past summer. Got a case of fine wine, all from Monterey and Santa Cruz counties. And you've been dipping and nipping into it a little bit?
Well, yeah.
Good.
You know.
That's what it's for.
Others have been nipping a little bit, too. but, you know, I was so happy. I want you to know how much we appreciate you.
And I agree with the previous caller about Ed Schultz's show.
Yeah, you don't care for Eddie?
And that I was so happy when KGOE put you on and him off.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what's interesting? I listen to everybody's comments, and I don't particularly take sides because I'm just delighted that there are enough progressives on the radio that you now have a chance to say, here's one I like and here's one I don't like. Because a few years ago, there wasn't anything out there for those of us on the left who wanted to hear some commentary that wasn't Rush or a clone.
Mm-hmm.
So to be in a situation where people say, I like Ed, I don't like Ed, I like Randy, I don't like Randy, I think that's a pretty happy problem for progressives to have these days.
Well, you're real special.
Okay, Alice, thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we've got Jake in Eureka next. Hello, Jake.
Hey, Peter B., how's it going?
I'm doing okay today. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing real good. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about Harry Reid.
Yeah.
As, of course, I'm sure you know, last Sunday, Harry Reid, when asked if he would support President Bush's plan to put more troops into Iraq, the new incoming Senate Majority Leader from Nevada, Harry Reid, said as part of an overall strategy, he would be willing for a few months to add more troops to Iraq. And when I heard that, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I was very upset. I was concerned that the leader of the Senate Democrats apparently had missed the message that the public had sent, that they want the troops brought home from Iraq, not more sent over. And, you know, I had to calm down for a second and ask myself, is Harry Reid really serious when he says he wants more troops to go, or is he baiting Bush? Is he trying to catch Bush in a trap? And I'd like to ask your opinion on this, because I think maybe he is trying to trap Bush with this, because Bush is about ready to become by far the most unpopular president in American history by sending more troops to Iraq. I mean, his low poll numbers in the low 30s mm-hmm. are going to go into the 20s.
Well,
maybe even lower. Who knows?
Jake, I share your reaction, and I have kept the quote here from Harry Reid at my desk all week. The quote, he said that he could support a troop increase only if it were temporary. If it's a surge that is for 2 or 3 months and it's part of a program to get us out of there as indicated by this time next year, then sure, I'll go along with it. And then he added, contradictorily, the American people will not allow this war to go on as it has. It simply is a war that will not be won militarily. It can only be won politically. Now, how do you square those two comments from the Senate Majority Leader, the leader of the Democrats? It's just stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd like to be more diplomatic and say, oh, yeah, he's crazy like a fox, and he's threading the needle, so Bush is going to choke on it. Well, read Robert Scheer's column today, truthdig.com or San Francisco Chronicle website, sfgate.com. And he really nails it. And he says, look, you know, we can't have Democratic leaders talking about playing this game with the Republicans because it's a cynical game. And unlike other pieces of legislation that may only involve money and, you know, less life and death issues, this is a critical set of issues. And people are dying as games are being played, as the president toys with a surge that, in my view, can only compound the problems and leave more Americans dead. And the Democrats should not be playing games and triangulating. They should stand up and explicitly confront this president and say one two-letter word. No!
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right, Peter. The only reason the Democrats had to triangulate in the 90s is because they were on the losing side of popular opinion on certain issues. The public is behind the Democrats on virtually every issue now.
Yes.
There's no reason for them to triangulate. They need to stand on principle. And if Harry Reid doesn't get that, I think it's time for Dick Durbin to become majority leader.
Well, he's actually my choice, but I was not given a vote on that particular appointment. And, Jake, yesterday a woman called from Washington, a thoughtful lady, Barbara, I think her name was, and she was raising the question, does Bush's NSA program, has it produced things that have compromised or neutralized the Democratic leaders? Now, I don't particularly want to go in that direction, but when you see boneheaded moves, like Harry Reid saying, sure, we could support a surge, and then in the next breath, it can't be won militarily, you've got to wonder. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Peter.
Happy holidays to you. We'll continue here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for your calls this hour. More calls coming up in the Free Speech Zone in our third hour. Next hour, we'll take a look at Israel from an Israeli's point of view. For whatever legal advice you need,
go to Lawyers on Duty. Whether it's for your estate planning, divorce, custody, probate, or a living trust, Lawyers on Duty has experienced attorneys with realistic fees. There's no need to go anywhere else. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available, knowledgeable, and affordable. Located in the courtyard behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, Monterey. Lawyers on Duty open every weekday 9 to 5. Call Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The mission changes on Mount Hood.
It's recovery at this point.
The President's year-end news conference.
2006 was a difficult year for our troops and the Iraqi people.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's been a week and a half since three climbers went missing in harsh conditions on Oregon's Mount Hood. Kelly James' body was found last weekend, and today Sheriff Joe Wampler came to the painful conclusion that further searching for the other two would be fruitless.
The chance of survival is pretty nil at this point.
I'm John Blackstone in Hood River, Oregon. The sheriff said that the families basically told him that the search was over. They had come to understand that the chances that anyone had survived this long were virtually nil. The families thanked him for all the efforts of the search teams. Clearly, the searchers put themselves at risk doing this work. And of the families who said, we realize that this is over.
Not all family members agree, but with another storm moving in, the sheriff says it's just become too dangerous for the search teams. Now this.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ESPN. LeBron and the Cavaliers face Carter in the Nets, followed by Dirk and the Mavericks versus Ray Allen and the Sonics. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
President Bush, who will soon leave Washington to spend Christmas at his ranch, held his final session of the year with the White House press corps. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller was there.
While admitting that 2006 was a tough year in Iraq, President Bush rejects calls for a pullout and insists retreat is not an option.
Victory in Iraq is achievable. It hadn't happened nearly as quickly as I hoped it would have.
Mr. Bush is still working on a new strategy for Iraq, but has not yet decided if sending in more U.S. troops is the right way to go. But he pledges to work with the new Congress on Iraq and other issues.
You know, there's a lot of attitude here that says, well, you lost the Congress, therefore you're not going to get anything done. Quite the contrary.
To show a spirit of cooperation, Mr. Bush announced he would support a $2.10 increase in the minimum wage over 2 years, a top priority for Democrats. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The Pentagon's asking for more money.
This is John Harchi in Washington. The Pentagon's request to the White House will be for nearly $100 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And according to Associated Press, that's on top of money already requested, pushing the total figure in the current year's budget to $170 billion. This estimate apparently does not include the potential cost if President Bush decides to boost U.S. troop strength in Iraq.
It'll be a white Christmas in Colorado and Kansas. Vehicles made their way slowly, if at all, on snow-covered roads in Denver as a major storm whipped up blizzard conditions that made travel hazardous, if not impossible.
I'm Rick Salinger in Denver. The snow is falling even more heavily than earlier in the day. As a result, traffic is getting backed up on the highways with many cars unable to make it up even the gentlest of hills. Snow plows seem to be in short supply. The airport is closed for all practical purposes. All schools and most businesses are shut down.
Heavy snow fell on top of a slick coating of ice. Interstate 70 had to be closed between Denver and Goodland, Kansas. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has declared a disaster emergency. But this is no disaster for the ski resorts. Molly Cuff is spokeswoman for Colorado Ski Country USA.
Our southwestern resorts, we're getting reports of up to 40 inches of snowfall so far from this snowstorm. Durango Mountain has received up to 3 feet this week. Silverton Mountain has received well over 3 feet.
It couldn't come at a better time with the holidays approaching. They're calling this the perfect storm. During two nights in February, 9 rural churches in Alabama were torched. Today in Birmingham, 3 young men who were college students at the time pleaded guilty to federal arson charges. They face at least 7 years in prison. The churches have either been rebuilt or are in the process with the help of donations. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition in my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
You've got the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for joining us. 6 minutes past the hour. Coming up next hour, we throw open the phones in the free speech zone and see who calls and what they have to say. You could be among those surprises. And you don't have to wait till then. You can call us whenever you like to join this conversation at 888-5-PETER-B. Coming up a half hour away, Larissa Alexandrovna in a regular appearance. She's the managing news editor at RawStory.com. And Larissa is a Russian emigre who's lived much of her life in this country. We're joined this half hour by an emigre from Israel, who is the author of a piece called Why I Don't Live in Israel. It's published at Alternet, and my producer Matt Renner found it a couple of days ago. Our guest is Orit Wexler. Born and raised in Jerusalem, she studied history and literature at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. She was active in the peace movement, had facilitated groups and workshops around issues of conflict resolution in school and youth programs. And after graduating from an expressive arts therapy program, she moved to the Bay Area, where she now has a private practice and is working for her marriage and family therapy license. Orit has worked as a journalist in a Jerusalem newspaper and has published poetry and personal essays in both Hebrew and English. Orit Wexler, thanks for joining us today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
As I read your piece, fundamentally, it seems that you left Israel because you didn't want your young son to be conscripted into the military service there.
Well, that was part of the reason. I think the picture is a little bit more complex than that.
I'm sure.
Actually, the piece that you're referring to was published in the summer after the war in Lebanon. And
I just noticed that. It was originally posted August 17th and then reprinted today.
Right. And the one that I think Matt found a couple of days ago was talking more about what is happening in the Gaza Strip lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that was published in December.
Okay.
It's actually a different piece.
And what has motivated you to speak out and to express your thoughts publicly?
Well, I think I was doing that in Israel, and I was actually raised to do that, and in a pretty, politically aware family. And it's very hard not to be politically active in a small place like Israel that has so much going on all the time, and I feel like it's my responsibility as an Israeli living abroad to speak up and talk about those things, even though there's a big dispute about that within the Israeli community and the Jewish community, especially in the United States.
So is it viewed that because Israel is in more or less a state of war, that if you criticize it, that is some form of treason?
You know, it seems to be the view in the United States. When you look at the Israeli press that's published in Hebrew, there's much more criticism on Israeli policy within inside the Israeli press than there is in the United States. And that's a strange phenomenon. I think it has to do somewhat with the Jewish lobby in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But as an Israeli, I think I'm used to being able to express my opinion a little bit more openly. And it's been kind of a strange experience doing that in the States.
I get a lot of pushback. I'm not Jewish. I've never been to Israel. And I occasionally criticize the government of Israel. And I get flaming emails from people who label me anti-Semitic and who accuse me of irrational thinking. And I find it curious because, I just feel that honest dialogue about the Israeli government, about our government in Washington, all of that is healthy in free societies. We like to call them democracies. And that is our ultimate responsibility as a citizen, is to offer responsible criticism, not just shrill name-calling, but thoughtful critiques of the work of these governments. And I consider that to be fair and appropriate, but it never ceases to amaze me how people will interpret that, and that any criticism of the government of Israel is, A, anti-Semitic, and B, often contrary to America's interests in their views.
Well, you know, it is curious, but it's also very complex, because a lot of criticism is turned to be anti-Semitic criticism. And you could see if you go to alternate, at least on my piece, a lot of the comments really are kind of anti-Semitic comments. And it is a problem. Anti-Semitism exists in the world, and people use critique on Israeli government for anti-Semitic kind of comments. And people also, they tend to use whatever the Israeli government is doing to talk about a different agenda,
mm-hmm.
an anti-Semitic agenda.
Well, and let me give you an example, that in August of this year, there was a demonstration in San Francisco mm-hmm. that was organized by International Answer. And I separate myself from the demonstrations that they sponsor mm-hmm. and the messages that they send, because while I am not persuaded that the entire group embraces anti-Semitic thought and messages, the events that they sponsor draw people who are very comfortable carrying signs and making statements that are filled with hate, filled with rage, and that are truly anti-Semitic. And I believe that it's important for people like me who do take the occasion to criticize the Israeli government to also criticize those who cross a line into hate speech.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting that you bring that demonstration up, because I was actually there in that demonstration with my family, carrying signs that said Jews against the war or things like that, similar to that. It was a very scary experience being there.
Hmm.
I felt like I knew more people on the other side of the street that were demonstrating for Israel.
Yeah.
Than people who were in the demonstration, and we were marching, and it was uncomfortable.
I bet.
But I was glad that I came there, because I feel like my responsibility is to say to these people, you know, there are Israelis who feel this way, and we have to work together. And our resistance is resisting the powers that want for this war to continue,
mm-hmm.
and that have interests that are not the well-being of the people. And we, the people, be them they're Lebanese or Israeli or Palestinian, we have the same interests. We want to live in this region. and we need to figure this out.
We're talking with Orit Wexler here on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you have a comment or a question, you can join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. So, Orit, now that a few months have passed, what is your perception of the 34-day war between Israel and nominally Hezbollah, but frankly, the nation of Lebanon this past summer?
Well, I think as I wrote in the piece that was just published in December, I wrote about a friend of mine who's actually a very dear friend of mine who I went to middle school with and is now an officer in the Israeli intelligence. And when I was in Israel in the summer, he said, well, it's okay, he told me in a private conversation, of course, it's okay that we kill civilians as long as we kill them one by one or two by two, that nobody really cares. And that comment stayed with me, and I don't think he's a bad person, and I think he really feels that what he does is helping his country and defending the people of Israel, and perhaps it is. I feel like it was a very bad choice, and that as much as Hezbollah is feared and rightfully so in Israel, because it really is aiming at civilians, and many civilians were killed and wounded in Israel. But that is definitely not going to get Israel anywhere, just that brute force. And aiming at civilians, trying to kill them only three by three, I don't think that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
If they're killed, three of them a day or 50 of them a day. And I think it's an interesting thing to think about, of how the media has become so numb in a way that we could, you know, we only talk about it when 50 people are killed in their sleep, and I don't know, 30 of them are kids or something like that. Something very horrible is happening in big numbers.
Yeah. Orit, we're going to take a break, and I want to pick up there as we continue and talk about the proportionality or disproportionality of Israel's response to the provocation. And if you have a comment, you can join us. Orit Wexler is with us for the next segment, and you can call in at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. 16 after the hour. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate, it's a replay of our show with Ronnie Bramer and Louis Basil on investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to share good times with friends and family. We're getting ready for our biggest year in 2007 for real estate deals and information, so check us out right here Sunday morning at 10 and visit our website at rockrollinrealestate.com. For more information, you can always call us at 408-892-3376. And happy holidays from all of us here at Rock Rollin' Real Estate.
The days of wine and roses.
12-step talk uncensored.
Laugh and run away.
Saturdays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Like a child.
12-step talk uncensored. It's about time.
Through a meadowland toward a closing.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with its hot vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos on the Christmas season.
We have the tree. We have refreshments. It's turned out to be a really big season for us.
Someone was in the other day who was telling their companion who had been there for the first time that, oh, and they also do Christmas, and you should see it with all the lights. It's just beautiful. So.
It's one of the prettiest times of the year.
Yeah. Christmas is fun. I mean, we start the kickoff with the, for the season, the first weekend in November with an open house, and we have homemade refreshments. In December, we have a live green wreath workshop where people can come and make their own green wreaths.
Call us at 685-1626, and we keep lists of anyone who's interested in the classes. Schedule them accordingly. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1, heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn. If you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find. The Potting Shed.
Gifts for gardeners and everyone. We're hard to find, but it's worth it.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Problems in Watsonville now. San Miguel Canyon Road at Strawberry Canyon Road. It's an accident. It's just been reported. Two vehicles involved. Meanwhile, in San Juan Bautista, northbound 101, just before Highway 129, a crash here with a pickup truck that is blocking the two right lanes. A solo vehicle incident there. In Salinas, southbound 101, right at the Laurel Drive off-ramp, an accident reported. Vehicle apparently hit the guardrail. CHP heading out to check that out. We're also looking at problems in Castroville. Highway 1 at Malera Road. An object on the roadway looks like a big one. Camper shell blocking the left-hand lane. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealers. There's never been a better time to buy that Mercedes on your wish list. Through January 2nd, get special offers through Mercedes on select CE and M class models. Visit your Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer today. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Our music of the moment from Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits. We continue our conversation with Orit Wexler. She grew up in Israel, now lives in the United States, and has some very interesting perspectives on the government of Israel and some recent events. And Orit, just before the break, we were talking about this summer's war. And I'd just like your thought on the proportionality or lack thereof of Israel's posture. And I'll just add this, that 2 days ago I saw a rebroadcast of a news conference this week with Tony Blair of Britain and Ehud Olmert of Israel. And Olmert is edging up toward discussing prisoner exchanges and trying to develop some sort of dialogue with the Palestinian leader Abbas. But somehow it just doesn't seem like he's serious about it and really motivated to make peace in the near term.
Well, I don't know. My take on Olmert in general has been that he's not that interested in that kind of peace. He's very connected with the more radical right wing, I think. But I'm not. That much of a political commenter on that, on government activities. I'm usually more interested in what the people are saying and what the kind of feel is in the Israeli community here and in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there was tremendous excitement about the war in Israel in the summer, and that in my experience was really horrible to see. People were all geared up toward it when it started, and that was horrifying for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was visiting there, and I haven't been living there for a couple of years, but I've lived there most of my life, and I feel like that is very sad to me, and that's a sad thing that's happening to Israeli society.
Well, then, can I ask you just to compare it to an East Bay metaphor? Is it like a Raider game, you know, where people were kind of bloodthirsty and just win, baby?
Well, I think it's more, it comes more out of despair than out of being bloodthirsty. Wars in general and in Israel historically have been a way for people to come together and feel united. And there's so much so much despair, really, in Israel in the past couple of years, where there's been not very much leadership and not very much hope. And here there's something that we could all be united, and we know who the bad guys are. And, you know, there's no doubt that Hezbollah were definitely not good guys, and they weren't good really for anybody at the time. And they were, you know, shooting missiles, so they were complete bad guys. But that kind of excitement and the
and without disagreeing with you, I agree. Hezbollah was shooting missiles at civilians from private homes and other locations, you know, that were not clearly militarized, and that Israel had difficult problems in trying to take out some of those missile batteries because they were in people's backyards and basements and attics, that sort of thing. But wasn't the continued carpet bombing of Beirut and other portions of Lebanon, where Hezbollah was not hurling missiles from, the bombing of the airport, the closing of the port, doesn't that amount to overkill?
Of course, that it was horrific. The problem is that inside Israeli society, not a lot of people saw that, and people thought it was justified. And that's what's scary to me, that people are losing their proportion. When this happened in the Lebanon War in 1982, there were 400,000 people out on the streets protesting, and now there weren't 400,000 people protesting.
Yeah.
And that's scary and disturbing to me, and I think it comes from a place of despair and of really not, you know, not caring anymore about people's lives and what happens to them, and not thinking about the outcome and how there's going to be another generation of Lebanese kids who are scared of Israelis and you know, basically would want to join Hezbollah. That would do no good. I think Israelis were, in general, surprised. Nobody really expected that the war would go on for so long, and that seemed like... When it was going on and on, people were not happy with it, and the army wasn't ready for it. And that kind of talk started pretty early on. But when everything started, they were enthusiastic about it, and I think that was scary. And, of course, it was an overkill.
Yeah, Barbara in Cave Creek, join us here on the Peter B. Collins Show with Orit Wexler.
Hi. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I wanted to know if she was at all religious. I mean, a lot of Israelis are not particularly religious.
Orit, do you care to comment?
Sure. I think, well, religious is, you know, it's an interesting term. When you talk about Judaism, there's many ways to practice it. I try to find my own way. And
well, the point being that when... A lot of liberals, and I'm a liberal, seem to say that there's a difference between being against Israel, which I can understand, but when you're a religious Jew, at least in the United States, one of the prayers of being Jewish is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." I mean, Israel is, you know, next year in Jerusalem. It is the absolute precept of Judaism. So trying to, I just hear a lot of people trying to make a case that they're not one and the same. And also I find that a lot of liberals, and I don't know, I would love to hear, I have cousins in Israel, and they're scared of the Syrians, they're scared of the Iranians, they're afraid, of, they were shocked, they're in the army, and they were shocked to find out how much firepower was in Lebanon during the war.
Well, they're, you know, two different things that I'll try to
Yeah, there's two different things.
And we just have a minute, so go ahead, Ori.
Okay. The one thing about the religion, there are different ways to understand, and I'm sure you know there are, you know, different sects in Judaism, and people, a lot of them are not Zionist or anti-Zionist, or next year in Jerusalem could also be understood as Jerusalem that is in the heart or Jerusalem that is in the mind and not the real Jerusalem that's...
Yeah, as a historic icon.
Well, more as a symbol.
Understood.
Than as a real... entity.
Mm-hmm. Orit, I'm sorry, I've got to stop because of the clock and these commercials come on like a train wreck. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate your speaking up, and we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Orit Wexler here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com is going to join us next. Visit our website, peterbcollins.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2 1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
A new poll on stress. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you've been hearing today, the Associated Press has a new poll on stress. I guess they want to see if all those news dispatches are doing the job. Well, nothing to worry about. It finds that 3/4 of us are indeed stressed. Of the 10 countries surveyed, the least stressed was Mexico, with less than half the population saying they experience stress on a daily basis. I'm guessing most type A Mexicans have long since come to America. But in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, South Korea, the UK, and of course the US, 3/4 of the people polled claim to experience stress in their daily lives, usually about finances and especially during the holidays. It must be that war on Christmas. Not seeing a sufficient number of nativities in your public school would drive anybody crazy. But when I hear that 3/4 of us are stressed on a daily basis, I can think of only one thing. What's wrong with the other 25% of you? Aren't you watching television? The purpose of life is to be stressed. That's why you have a heartbeat, for crying out loud. That's why we have pharmaceuticals. A life without stress would mean not worrying about your job, having a secure retirement, not worrying about the war. And to change all that would undo the hard work of some of our best politicians. So to the 25% of you who told the pollsters you weren't stressed, I'm hoping you were just too stressed to tell them the truth. Because here in America, we embrace stress. We thrive on stress. And if Miss USA can conquer her personal demons, which apparently include doing cocaine and kissing Miss Teen USA, the rest of us have no excuse. See y'all in rehab. Now this.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes past the hour. And on a regular basis, we chat with Larissa Alexandrovna, managing news editor at rawstory.com, contributor to the Huffington Post, and she blogs at atlargely.com. Did I get it all?
I don't think you could. I don't even know where it all is.
Do you have a book coming out?
I might.
You might.
Why do you ask?
Well, it's just customary to mention people's most recent or forthcoming book. We kind of get into that routine here in the talk show game, Larissa.
I'm playing, and I'm not discussing it, though, because I just don't know the status yet.
Oh, so Judith Regan had signed you.
No.
I really think that there's something there, Larissa, in the genre. The O.J., you know, hypothetical confessional. I just feel like that's a rich vein that has not been properly tapped.
And should remain untapped, is my opinion.
Well, in O.J.'s case, yes. But I think that the whole idea of, you know, if I did it, could be applied to a lot of different activities, not all criminal.
Well, sure. I see your point. But the criminal ones is where I kind of have to draw the line.
Oh, those ethics just keep getting in the way.
Well, speaking of ethics, funny you should bring up ethics. I just was having, you know, a hissy fit over something Michelle Malkin just wrote. I haven't been following this war going on between the right-wing bloggers and the Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's some sort of ethics issue that they've raised regarding the AP's reporting. And, you know, there's some valid questions I've now looked into. You know, it's a cursory look. I just kind of glanced over what was being said.
Right.
But in attempting to prove that the AP misrepresented their source, they actually outed the AP source.
Okay, and what is the context here? What's the story?
Well, the story is that there was the source is said to be by AP, and now it appears to be so, an Iraqi police captain who was privy to an event where people were set on fire or something to that effect.
All right.
And they named their source a certain way, which may have been a pseudonym, but didn't disclose that it was a pseudonym. So, there, you know, these people were saying, okay, they're lying, whatnot. But there are legitimate questions. If it is a pseudonym, it should be noted. You know, names were changed to protect blah blah blah. Whatever.
Okay. Right.
In any case, in order to prove that they have, you know, that this isn't the source's name, she published what appears to be the source's name, location, and rank in the Iraqi police. And how long do you think it'll be before that person is killed?
Well, that does seem to be a highly irresponsible thing for Michelle Malkin to do. But consider that she's a woman bereft of any compassion.
Yes, I consider that. But even this is, I mean, this is just beyond.
It's still ringing in my ears. Earlier this year, she was discussing the situation at Guantanamo and the charges of abuse and torture of the detainees.
Right.
And her quote was, "Boo frickin' who?"
Right. Well, this is the same woman who so passionately defended the concentration camps in which we, the United States, held Japanese Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But what is of concern to me even more so than what's obviously what I've just said is that how is she getting this information? Who is passing it to her? She says, my sources. What sources? I mean, what does she do? She sits in her basement and, you know, writes up theories all day. What kind of sources could she have? So my suspicion is that it's the military investigators.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then consider, you know, essentially they're silencing the source by outing the source using Michelle.
Well, I would consider her a tool in the vernacular use of that term today. But
or in any other way.
She also does appear to be a willing tool of the Bush administration in terms of pushing out talking points and information and pushing back on sources that they don't approve of. Now, correct me if I am wrong, but I believe recently an AP reporter was accused of bias by Tony Snow.
No, because it was an MSNBC White House correspondent, David Gregory, I think is who you're talking about.
Okay, and the context was that they were citing the Baker Iraq Study Group report,
right,
and asked a question based on that, and that was considered biased. So
right,
that was Gregory?
That was David Gregory, correct.
Okay.
And Snow apologized after. And it seemed like a meaningful apology, but apparently the talking points weren't sent along to the, you know, the jackals or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know what to call these people, but
it's,
I mean,
the echo. It's the echo chamber.
Well, you know, when people are dropping dead, it's no longer an echo chamber. You're, you know, the arrows are flying well beyond the fence or the, you know, the compound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there was a situation where Malkin listed the phone numbers and names of administrators at the university. I don't have the details, but I remember reading this. And one of these people killed themselves, you know. I mean, at some point, you're going to I want to understand what it is these people think they're playing at.
Mm-hmm.
And this also puts the journalist at risk, because if you know who the source is, you know where the journalist is meeting the sources. You know,
well, and we can,
and we're talking about Iraq. This is, you know,
right. We can assume that Michel Malkin did not sneak into Iraq on one of those Bob Gates tours. He's there now, and he was there about a week ago.
Yeah.
So we certainly wouldn't be first person reporting.
No, and it wouldn't be reporting either, because whatever it is, it's the farthest thing from journalism there is. Whatever it is, it's not reporting. But my concern really is, I mean, I actually was so upset. I just read this a half an hour ago, so this is why I'm still fuming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've called every organization, you know, the Committee to Protect Journalism, I mean, everybody, and said, this is outrageous. This puts the journalist on the ground at risk. This puts the source at risk, who's providing needed information, apparently not good enough, you know, it's not happy stories. And this puts this source's family at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is, I don't know. I don't know how to even, you know, this has to be criminal, but I'm not an attorney. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Michel Malkin, does she have any history of being a respected and credible critic of journalists?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, respected by whom?
I mean, did she even go to a J school? I don't know that.
You know, I don't know. I don't think so. I think she's like a stay-at-home mom who pens out lie after lie and is paid handsomely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you know, normally I don't take on these people. You know, I just don't really care. But this is, you know, I'm just livid. I don't even know how else to explain it, because it's such a breach. You know, as I have said, they did raise valid questions, and I think those questions need to be answered by the Associated Press, but their points could have been made without exposing anyone to harm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely negligent.
Yeah. Now, Larissa, I'm at largely.com, and I just scrolled down to your piece about the anthrax vaccine. That's a story that I had clipped to talk about a little bit later today, because it involves a Bay Area company that had received this huge government contract to produce these vaccines, and now it's been canceled because something they probably should have discovered before they let the contract, this company can't perform.
Well, but that, yeah, exactly, and that's my question. I was actually discussing the reporting of that story, because I think it's a very interesting thing to ask. Why did they get this contract?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I were the reporter, I was saying, you know, why shouldn't there be some comparison, see if there's any, you know, overlaps in terms of interests, special interests, little relationships in the background.
You mean juice, cronyism.
Juice?
Yeah.
Juice as in orange juice?
No, as in political juice.
Oh, I see. I thought you said Jews. I'm like Woody Allen.
I said juice. You're in Florida, so you did think about orange juice first. And by the way, I'm working my way through a box of Texas Sweet right now.
Yeah.
It's going down pretty nice.
Oh, okay.
I'm an orange juice junkie. That's my daily habit.
I wish I could drink orange juice.
Oh, it doesn't agree with you?
Nothing really agrees with me. I have lupus, so.
Oh, okay.
I sort of have to, like, stick to a diet that's, you know, isn't going to upset my immune system. But anyway, enough about that.
Okay. So what about this anthrax thing? I mean, first of all, it suggests that this is not a very high priority to protect the American people from the bio attacks that were looming so large and imminent just 2-3 years ago.
Sure, but I think we can all agree that cronyism is probably the only thing these people are good at, and they've been very good at giving away large contracts to friends and families of friends and so forth, and usually those contracts are based on anything but qualifications, and so I don't think there was ever really a desire to adequately address the looming anthrax issue, because frankly we haven't even caught the people who sent anthrax to our government, to our Democratic side of the government.
Yes, thank you, to the Democratic identified victims.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously it's not a high priority or a concern, but was it ever? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to this day, I'm still trying to figure out why we're in Iraq and not in Pakistan, for example.
Yes, indeed. I asked those questions. But back to the anthrax scare in Washington.
Right.
You would have to conclude that the way Chertoff, Homeland Security, the Republican administration has downgraded this whole set of risks from, you know, bio attacks, it leads one cynically to believe that the attacks in 2001 were staged or somehow operated with complicity of those who have now backed off.
I don't know if that leads to that conclusion necessarily. I think what it leads to is that what is most obvious is that you have people abusing a grieving nation. Is certainly what's apparent to me, but I don't know if you can say that there was, from this particular, you know, example or their sort of cavalier attitude, that they were necessarily complicit.
No. I just say it raises the question.
I can't prosecute it yet.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, for me, no, I totally understand what you're saying. For me, it raises a bigger question, and that is, does nobody feel any shame for scaring the entire nation for years and years, for literally playing psychological war games with us for profit? That, to me, is very disturbing.
Well, but that was just the first of a series of those fear-mongering episodes. You know, we were talking just the other day about the latest information from the Bojinka London-based liquid bomber plot that was busted up with great fanfare in August of this year.
Yeah.
And more than half of the suspects have been released because they don't have enough information. The so-called ringleader has been downgraded to some sort of a patsy.
Well, but there's a reason. There's problems with... The problems with that particular case are not exactly that, you know, they just were trying to threaten people. The reality is, and I remember actually, I don't know if I reported on it, but I at least maybe did a comment on it or an opinion piece. This was a real plot. This was being tracked for about a year, but it seems that this was right around the time Lieberman was defeated in the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend before, the British had briefed the Bush administration, key officials, as to what they were tracking, what they were looking for. And Blair Prime Minister Blair very specifically said, you know, don't leak this.
Mm-hmm.
So Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney, turns around and holds a private press teleconference.
Right.
In which he describes this thing. And then 2 days or 3 days later, everyone's picked up. And I think what had happened was the Brits were worried, so they just figured, pick everybody up that is in any way related, and then we'll, you know, weed them out later, because they were so worried that
All right, we'll pick up after the break, talk a little more about this. Larissa Alexandrovna with us from RawStory.com. If you want to join us with a question or comment, you can do so at 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Peter B. Collins.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
This is Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to PrunetaRealEstate.com.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Still problems in Watsonville, San Miguel Canyon Road, and Strawberry Canyon Road. It's a crash still being cleared away. Two vehicles involved, and luckily no injuries. San Juan Bautista checking in with a crash. Northbound 101 before Highway 129. Looks like this crash has just been cleared from the two right lanes. We may still have a debris issue in the area. We're definitely seeing some slow traffic. Southbound along Highway 101 in Salinas on the Laurel Drive off-ramp. A crash there. Vehicle hit the guardrail. CHP is there for sure, taking care of it. Now, the northbound side of 101, slow rather typically right at the San Miguel Canyon turnoff. Rio Del Mar is the latest crash. Clubhouse Drive at Lock Drive, an accident off to the right-hand shoulder. This look brought to you by Toys R Us. They have more of the hottest toys. Get what's hot, plus big savings on last-minute gifts. So get to Toys R Us today or visit ToysRUs.com. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
I remember when I lost my mind. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show as we continue with Larissa Alexandrovna. It's our last live conversation of 2006. Larissa, we're taking next week off, and people are going to listen to the best of Peter B. Collins or something that passes for it.
I guess I'll see you next year.
Yes, you will. Now, I want to return to the liquid bomber plot that was busted up in London in August. Mm-hmm. And what we were discussing just before the break. My point is that not that it wasn't something that was in progress and that there were some people who had this certain felonious intention.
Right.
But that there was this huge overreaction, and it was described at first that they were ready to hit us within a week. And then it turned out that most of these people didn't have passports. None of them had confirmed airline reservations. And they didn't even appear to have the liquids necessary in their possession to pull this off. And once that was exposed, then they put the entire U.S. airline system on a liquid lockdown.
Right.
When there was no evidence whatsoever that anybody intended to access our airliners from the United States to pull something like this off.
Right, there was no, that's true. The overreaction here, well, it was staged, obviously, because the red alert was put into effect the night before the story broke abroad.
Mm-hmm.
When they had, you know, the Brits had learned that Cheney was talking to reporters, they, as I said, arrested everybody. Figured they would weed them out later. And yes, you know, they put a red alert out, and then the very next day as the story broke, you know, we were suddenly all afraid. it's very manipulative, but, you know, it certainly raises the question of just what Karl Rove was talking to Senator Lieberman about. If you remember, he called him the day before, and then Lieberman and the White House had almost exact talking points on the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of speculation as to what may have caused that similarity.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's very manipulative, and it's unfortunate. But
well, and the rules are still in effect. I mean, holiday travelers can't carry lipstick and hairspray,
mm-hmm.
Body balms and all those sorts of things. And
right.
It's just ridiculous. It really
well,
is.
You'll have to survive without your lipstick.
I'm doing okay. But I know some women who have trouble with that. Now, Larissa, I saw another item on your blog, atlargely.com, with an update on Alexander Litvinenko's poisoning death with the polonium-210. And it appears that you've traced it to the FSB.
No, I haven't. This is reported abroad.
No, I understand, but okay. you are reporting that you've been able to, through other reports, trace it to the FSB in Moscow.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. I mean, but this isn't a surprise. To me, you know, from day one, I was told very specifically, this is who did it, this is how. What, you know, I've been able to write and what has been confirmed since, like, for example, if you remember, I wrote that Litvinenko was employed by a British security firm named Aranese, ironically enough. It's, you know, since been reported also. It's been confirmed by other reports. But in the UK, for some reason, the company isn't named. It's referred to as a British security firm.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Germany and everywhere else, you know, they are. And it's interesting to me. So the latest that it's FSB, you know, is something I've already reported, and I wasn't surprised. What I was surprised, though, however, I think, is what I am still surprised at is that there's such little interest in the United States. In the government? In other words, I don't believe a single government official has issued a statement or reacted in any way to this publicly.
Yeah.
The press in general seems to be... They had a moment after, I think, the second article I did where they all suddenly reported about this for about a day. And then they stopped, and it's nobody's discussing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is this is very serious because you're talking about essentially... a nuclear terrorist attack on British soil. Now, we know it was targeted to one or maybe more than one person, but that doesn't change it. It could have affected many more, and it has contaminated various locations and other individuals. So it could have gone terribly wrong and been a catastrophic event. This is very serious, and the fact that we're not remotely concerned is very disturbing to me.
Indeed it is. Now, just about a minute and a half remaining, I understand that you have a piece that's embargoed coming out tomorrow related
right.
to Iran, and I just wanted to ask you to confirm what I've heard from other sources, which is we do have a carrier group that is due to arrive in the Persian Gulf any day now. Is that right, or has it already...
Well, there's significant buildup there, and there has been since early October.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of certainty in terms of this administration being very set on Iran. The problem is that the military is attempting to fight back, at least in some parts. And so this is, you know, without getting into too much detail, yes, there appears to be activity, but this activity that's now recently being reported is just adding on to what we've already been doing. And let's not forget we already are using proxy death squads, assassination teams in southern Iran anyway.
The MEK. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we're actively engaged. We're pursuing, we're trying to get sanctions, even though that's not been, you know, decided upon in the UN. But, you know, there's no question that, you know, stay the course is still applicable to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will look forward to your story tomorrow, and Matt has a threatening look on his face, so I won't ask you any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Larissa, and thanks for all of your contributions this past year. They've been stellar.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, we'll talk again soon. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that happy holiday stuff.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. Also, her blog is at Largely.com. A lot of good information there. Coming up next, we throw it open in the free speech zone. We'll see what happens. Your calls and comments are welcome on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere in the sound of my voice. You can call me now, toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With another storm moving in, the search on Oregon's Mount Hood has been suspended indefinitely.
We think this is a valid decision, based on the people that are necessary to go up there and do these things.
CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman is there.
Choking back tears, Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler said he's giving up any hope of finding two missing climbers alive on Mount Hood. Wampler changed the rescue operation to a recovery mission because of lack of sufficient manpower resources and current severe weather on the mountain.
This time of year, Mount Hood is a dangerous place to be based on weather conditions.
Authorities, however, are promising they'll continue searching for the two men when weather conditions improve and resources are available. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
The body of the third climber, Kelly James, was found Sunday. Today, the medical examiner said James died several days earlier of hypothermia. Holiday shopping is on hold across much of Colorado and Kansas as a blizzard piles snow on top of ice. Drivers in Denver had trouble getting traction, and CBS News correspondent Jennifer Miller says that's been a common predicament.
We were on a major highway, Interstate 70, and there was about 6 inches of snow that people were spinning out in. SUVs, four-wheel drive vehicles were fishtailing down the highway. Cars that shouldn't normally be spinning out were losing control. People were going off into the ditch. It was a bad scene, and you would think that the snowplows hadn't been out. The snowplows were out. We saw them working. They just couldn't keep up with all the snow.
I-70 had to be closed between Denver and Goodland, Kansas. Denver International Airport is shut down, stranding thousands of travelers. The Denver Nuggets called off tonight's game with the Phoenix Suns, and Colorado Governor Bill Owens has put National Guard Humvees on standby to rescue stranded motorists. Iraq was topic A at President Bush's year-end news conference. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
With the U.S. death toll in Iraq nearing the 3,000 mark, President Bush calls it the most painful aspect of his presidency, that his decisions have cost the lives of good men and women. In fact, he says his meetings with the families of the fallen bolster his determination to win in Iraq.
Most people have asked me to do one thing, and that is to make sure that their child didn't die in vain, and I agree with that. That sacrifice has been worth it.
Again and again, Mr. Bush said America will stay engaged in Iraq, though the year ahead will require more difficult choices and sacrifices. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Bush reached out to the new Democratic majority in Congress.
I support the proposed $2.10 increase in the minimum wage over a two-year period. I believe we should do it in a way that does not punish the millions of small businesses that are creating most of the new jobs in our country.
He wants a wage hike coupled with tax cuts and regulatory relief for small business. Today on Wall Street, the Dow slipped 7 points to close at 12,463. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition in my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery spent the day scanning the exterior for any signs of heat shield damage, but it looks like the biggest complication for their return to Earth will be iffy weather at the landing sites.
NASA says it wants Discovery on the ground Friday.
We only have one backup day, and as a result, we will be bringing up all three landing sites at Kennedy, Edwards, and Northrop.
The Northrop landing site at White Sands, New Mexico is a reluctant third choice, says NASA's Phil Engloff, because they don't have the equipment to process Discovery for a quick trip back here to Florida. Discovery does have enough fuel in the air to stay up until Saturday, but NASA doesn't want its back up against the wall and will plan on landing the ship somewhere Friday. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In Miami, a woman who'd borrowed her daughter's moped to get cigarettes accidentally drove into a storm sewer that was under construction. She was rescued. Officials say the woman might have drowned, but the moped got stuck about 4 feet down and kept her above water. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition in my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ESPN. LeBron and the Cavaliers face Carter in the Nets, followed by Dirk and the Mavericks versus Ray Allen and the Sonics. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, and I remain your humble host, Peter B. This is the Free Speech Zone. This entire hour devoted to your phone calls. Lines are open for you at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I'm going to say the number again slowly because I realize sometimes I zip it off and you say, hey, whoa, cowboy, I didn't get that. It's 3-8s. Which is a toll-free exchange, 573-8372. Got it? Give me a call. You can talk about anything that's on your mind from any point of view, from anywhere you want to call in from, and you can discuss any of the things we've talked about on the show today, trying to dial back from materialism at Christmas time, giving gifts that don't come from a sweatshop or a corporate big box store. We talked about Israel and Palestine with Orit Wexler. And we also had an interesting chat with Larissa Alexandrovna last half hour about a number of issues. So you can talk about those. You can talk about surging troops into Iraq. You can talk about what you hope Bush does on his holiday in Crawford. He won't have time to meet with Cindy Crawford. Cindy Sheehan or Cindy Crawford, I guess. And also during this hour, I thought I'd recap for you just on a kind of loosey-goosey random basis some of the great things that happened this year and some of the real dark things that happened this year. And you may have your own list of the best or worst of 2006. You can bring that on, too. 888-573-8372 or 888-5-PETER-B. And I just want to take a second. I doubt if he's listening, but there's a young man named Mark who lives across the street from my secret studio location. And at the start of the show today, he was out front right outside this window next to my microphone with an electric grinder, and he was going to take the finish off a car that he is refurbishing. Mark, thanks for putting that off for another day. I really appreciate it. And that way our listeners don't have to hear that noise in the background. And if you don't care to call the program, you can email me, Peter, at peterbcollins.com. I'd like to share with you what I think was one of the high points of 2006. It was when Stephen Colbert went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and laid out a blistering but very truthful comedy riff with the President and the First Lady seated just a few feet away. Oh, hold on here. I'm sorry, I have to fade Santana before I can give you Colbert because it's coming off the same computer here. Here we go. Stephen?
Before I begin, I've been asked to make an announcement. Whoever parked 14 black bulletproof SUVs out front, could you please move them? They're blocking in 14 other black bulletproof SUVs. They need to get out. Wow. Wow, what an honor. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. To sit here at the same table with my hero, George W. Bush. To be this close to the man. I feel like I'm dreaming. Somebody pinch me. You know what? I'm a pretty sound sleeper. That may not be enough. Somebody shoot me in the face. Is he really not here tonight? Damn it. The one guy who could have helped. By the way, before I get started, if anybody needs anything else at their tables, just speak slowly and clearly into your table numbers. Someone from the NSA will be right over with a cocktail. Mark Smith, ladies and gentlemen of the press corps, Madam First Lady, Mr. President, my name is Stephen Colbert, and tonight it is my privilege to celebrate this president, because we're not so different, he and I. We both get it. Guys like us, we're not some brainiacs on the nerd patrol. We're not members of the Factinista. We go straight from the gut, right, sir? That's where the truth lies, right down here in the gut. Do you know you have more nerve endings in your gut than you have in your head? You can look it up. Now I know some of you are going to say I did look it up, and that's not true. That's because you looked it up in a book. Next time, look it up in your gut. I did. My gut tells me that's how our nervous system works. Every night on my show, The Colbert Report, I speak straight from the gut, okay? I give people the truth unfiltered by rational argument. I call it the no-fact zone. Fox News, I hold a copyright on that term. I'm a simple man with a simple mind. I hold a simple set of beliefs that I live by. Number one, I believe in America. I believe it exists. My gut tells me I live there. I feel that it extends from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And I strongly believe it has 50 states. And I cannot wait to see how the Washington Post spins that one tomorrow.
Well, they just ignored him. They didn't spin it.
I believe in democracy. I believe democracy is our greatest export. At least until China figures out a way to stamp it out of plastic for 3 cents a unit. As a matter of fact, Ambassador Zhou Enzhong, welcome. Your great country makes our happy meals possible. I said it's a celebration. I believe believe the government that governs best is the government that governs least. And by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq.
Ooh.
I believe in pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. I believe it is possible. I saw this guy do it once in Cirque du Soleil. It was magical.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. We could play the whole thing. It's powerful stuff. If you want to find it, it's available at YouTube.com. And what is tragic is I have seen the whole thing. It was a stellar performance. Stephen Colbert was courageous. He was ballsy. He spoke truth right to the powerful, even though Dick Cheney wasn't present. And the press corps panned him. They said he wasn't funny. Well, what we just heard was very funny, and it got more pointed, and in my view, much more funny as it went on. And we even asked some Washington correspondents who were there for the dinner afterward, and they said, well, it wasn't very funny. The New York Times didn't even mention that he was there. He was preceded by a very lame impersonator who kind of looked like Bush. They had two podiums up there, and they did a Bush-on-Bush kind of thing. That was scripted and lame. And then the real deal was when Colbert got up, and I thought he stole the show. But the way the media treated it, it was as if it actually barely happened. Roy in Carmel, thanks for your call. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yes, Peter B.
How are you, Roy?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying the sunset, and I'm smoking a cigar, which I shouldn't do, but I'm enjoying that too, and I'm parking the car so I can talk with you for a moment.
Well, that's good. That'll make a woman in Eureka happy, because she was concerned yesterday that I was encouraging people to call in and talk while they're driving.
Yeah, well, sometimes you're busy doing stuff. But I heard the lady, not all of it, from Israel and all that, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, and I know a lot of them are smart and talented people. I just don't understand how they don't get what has been happening to the Palestinians since, I don't know when it was, 35, 36, when they chased everybody out and have all these...
1948 is when Israel was chartered, and...
When did all the people have to get terrorized out of their houses and into refugee camps?
It started around 1949.
Yeah, around 49, but, you know, it's... the human suffering of those people who are, you know, the same genetic strain as the original Israelis there, very smart people, talented people, they've been suffering forever, and I think that should be considered another form of Holocaust myself, and it should be spoken of such. They're going through hell.
Well, I appreciate your comment, and just look at the backlash that Jimmy Carter's new book has caused. Because
I think that's just an organized trying to get, you know, trying to, it's, I wish that people could understand the criticism and see it and deal with it, because mm-hmm. I think, generally speaking, those people are sensitive and smart and talented. They're just extremely defensive.
Well, and it's fair to say that both sides have put deep fear in the respective other side, and mm-hmm. that it's very hard for them to trust one another and, you know, really dial back the tensions to a point where they can sit down and talk in a rational way. That is compounded by the current disputes between the factions in Palestine and this bloodshed. There was another ceasefire announced late yesterday, but no guess on how long it will hold. But Fatah and Hamas are killing each other right now, and that makes any effort to deal with Israel that much more complicated.
Now, who's got swimming pools and are well fed, and who's, you know, living on scraps and in tenements and in prisons and all that, and who's responsible?
Mm-hmm. All right, Roy, I've got your point. I'm sorry, I got to run to a break here. I know you pulled the car over. I appreciate that.
All right, that's right. I like your show.
While you're in Carmel, if you ever get into the Sharper Image, tell them thanks for finding my cell phone and sending it back. I just figure if 100 people go in there over 100 days and say that, they'll get the message. All right, more of your calls up after the break. Grab a line right now and we'll talk at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Puts you through to the Peter B. Collins Show. Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and we got word earlier today that tomorrow at this very time, the third final hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, Santa is going to stop by and take phone calls from kids of all ages. So if your child didn't want to go to the mall and you didn't want to pay $29.95 for a picture of your kid on Santa's lap, it's not too late. You can call in tomorrow between 5 and 6 Pacific, 6 and 7 Phoenix time, and talk to Santa. He will be live here at our secret studio. Lines open for you now at 888-5-PETER-B. You can tell us the high and low points for you in 2006. And somewhere along the way here, we'll share another tidbit from Stephen Colbert's blistering comedy routine at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But Dave's on the line from the Pinnacles. Hello, Dave.
Well, hi, Peter. Although I can't compete with Mr. Colbert, I do have a humorous story.
Tell me.
Before that, I'd just like to tell every patriotic American, listen to the testimony of the captain and crew of the USS Liberty, and then decide for yourself how many friends we have in the Middle East.
All right.
Okay, my story is my daughter and I conducted this behavioral experiment with our beloved Jack Russell Terrier, Otis. And Otis is very intelligent. He doesn't rival human intelligence, but he's very intelligent. At any rate, Otis loves to play tug-of-war. He'll play tug-of-war 24-7 with anyone. Well, my daughter and I each grabbed the end of the rope and started playing tug-of-war together. Otis looked at us and turned around and walked away. It is at that point when we decided that Otis was smarter than President Bush.
Well, are you prepared to nominate him to serve out the remainder of the president's term?
He certainly couldn't do any worse.
By the way, Brad Friedman of Bradblog has a little poll going where you can vote whether Bush will complete his term, whether he'll leave before the term is over, or whether he'll stay beyond.
I wonder if Vegas is going to pick up on that.
Well, and I just wonder, you know, which voting machine company Brad has hired to tabulate the results.
You know, on a serious point, what saddened me, and I still haven't had an answer to it, why did the CTA, California Teachers Association, back up Bruce McPherson for Secretary of State of California, being a Republican? Not only that, he's the kind fellow that certified those machines that he knew were crooked when he did it.
Yep.
And that's just intolerable, in my opinion. And I condemn the CTA, and I wish they'd just come out and lay their cards on the table and say they made a mistake and won't do it again.
Well, the CTA also got into a dust-up with the nurses union, and I can't figure it all out still. But it resulted in the death of the Prop 89, the clean money bill here in California. And I'm very disappointed by that still.
Well, I wish we could get some of those fellows on and find out what the hell are they thinking.
All right, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, and happy holidays to you and your clan. 888-5-PETER-B, if you want to join us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's the free speech zone, and lines are available. And let's go back here for a little bit more from Colbert at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Look, folks, my point is that I don't believe this is a low point in this presidency. I believe it is just a lull before a comeback. I mean, it's like the movie Rocky, all right? The president in this case is Rocky Balboa, and Apollo Creed is everything else in the world. It's the 10th round. He's bloodied. His corner man, Mick, who in this case I guess would be the vice president, he's yelling, "Cut me, Dick, cut me." And every time he falls, everyone says, "Stay down, Rock, stay down." But does he stay down? No. Like Rocky, he gets back up, and in the end, he actually loses in the first movie. Okay, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The point is, it is the heartwarming story of a man who was repeatedly punched in the face. So don't pay attention to the approval ratings that say that 68% of Americans disapprove of the job this man is doing. I ask you this, does that not also logically mean that 68% approve of the job he's not doing? Think about it. I haven't. I stand by this man. I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares. And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world.
Ooh. Beautiful stuff. I mean, the courage that Stephen Colbert showed in delivering this with Bush there really is a sharp contrast to the assembled, overpaid, so-called journalists who later declared that it wasn't funny and that they were uncomfortable. Well, they should be uncomfortable because he was raising the issues in joke form that they had for years failed to raise in a much more serious way. Colbert, you're my man. And you also get high points for coining the word truthiness, another great descriptor of the Bush administration, and one of the top new words that entered the lexicon this past year. Truthiness. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. We'll take a break and return to the Free Speech Zone. Your calls are welcome. All my lines are open, so if you're a first-time caller, don't be shy. You're a repeat offender. Get on the line now. 888-573-8372.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The holiday season is here again, and what perfect time to take advantage of the great selection and low prices of the finest used cars in the county. At ZNS Auto Dealership in Monterey, they've been partners for over 30 years. Located at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard, ZNS wants to be your partner in choosing that right car for you or your loved one. ZNS has it, whether it's a truck, SUV, minivan, compact, or luxury automobile. Open every day on Del Monte Boulevard, Monterey. ZNS Auto, where partnership works.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right, dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready.
This is Laura Pruneda of Pruneda Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneda Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneda Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneda of Pruneda Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to prunedarealestate.com.
Pacific Grove Liquors is the one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, spirits, and beers at very reasonable prices. Whether you seek the ideal California or imported wine, quality distilled spirits like top shelf tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and premium vodkas, PG Liquors is your beverage outlet. Love beer? PG Liquors boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales and lagers, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand your wine, beer, and liquor store.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, the Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Peter B. Collins Show.
It's Charisma Hanorama Kadana Kwanzaa. What a merry multicultural time of year. I'm sure no matter where they celebrate over there, the time of year we celebrate over here. No matter what your creed or color, you're sure to have a real good time. A definite yes to answer the question, can we all get along? Let's sing a Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa song. Humanity is drifting in an icy sea of strife. The giant quilt of life is crazy, so's my wife. But even as all things are dying, one event can steer the moribund toward moribund cheer. It's Charisma Hanorama Kadana Kwanzaa. What a happy heterogeneous holiday. In places near and far, wherever the heck you are, you'll find that they can revel a day away. No matter what your race or religion or lack thereof, you're sure to have a festive night, or 8 or 12, a seasonal way for neighbors to say, how could we have been so wrong? Let's sing a Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa song. So don a party hat and kill the calf that's fat, and throw a Roman Saturnalia. And when winter turns to spring and nature does her thing, you'll be wearing frilly frocks, resetting all your clocks for Floralia, Holy Easter, Passover, no equinox. What a pan-humanic extravaganza. What an ethnic...
That is the great and not late Roy Zimmerman. You can get more info on him at royzimmerman.com. And if you enjoy his wacky stylings, he's going to be back on Christmas Day in an encore presentation, a repeat. Christmas Day, we're going to have Dr. Elmo in the first hour, Roy Zimmerman in the second hour, and then music from the Peter B. Collins tax-deductible music archives, including our secret Beatle messages and some more Capital Step stuff. It'll be a fun way to spend your Christmas Day near the radio, so if you care to do that, we'll be available, and I hope you have a great holiday, however you decide to celebrate it. Lines open for you. You can talk about efforts that you have underway to reduce the materialism and the sweatshop influence at your house this Christmas. You want to talk politics, Bush, things in the news, you're welcome to bring anything on. It's a wide-open forum here in the Free Speech Zone, and I've got most of my lines open right now at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And Mr. Sunshine joins us, Billy from Capitola. Hey, Billy.
You know, Peter B., when you suggest that perhaps we would listen to your show on Christmas Day instead of Uncle Alan, the racist, boring uncle that we can't stand, I mean, what, are you crazy?
Well, you know, I feel fortunate because on Christmas Day we're having a gaggle of people over, and there isn't a crazy uncle or aunt there.
There you go.
It's all people I actually enjoy.
Wow. And that's probably true for, you know, 40% of America.
Maybe even 42%.
You know, that song was great, and it just really, I think, makes the argument that Bill O'Reilly is right, and there's something wrong with you if Merry Christmas isn't good enough for you. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
About that.
That's,
you know, awesome. Don't you think?
Well, you know, the whole thing is just so jived up, because I believe that, you know, there are people who don't want to hear Merry Christmas because they're not Christians. And, you know, I think that people have to be sensitive that not...
Is that it, really? I don't think it is. I mean, I'm a person there's only one reason I don't want to hear Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's because some people are insisting on it. I don't mind, you know, I don't mind hearing it. It's not my holiday.
Uh-huh.
I sure as hell don't mind hearing it. What I don't like is the fact that there are people who actually think that we're all entitled and must hear it. That is disgusting in the extreme.
Well, that is my point, that, you know, as the majority of Americans celebrate this holiday, I think it's important not to just ignore the sensitivities of minorities. And, you know, I'm in this bizarre zone, I guess, because I was raised as a Catholic, and I believe in the message of Jesus Christ. I don't believe in the earthly religions that embrace the same message. And I also don't buy into the commercialization of Christmas and all the stress and guilt that it brings to people. But in its purest form, you know, it's about love, it's about family, it's about the birth of Jesus, whatever you ascribe to him as a human or a deity. And I just think that in its purest, simplest form, it's fine. And I like to share that with people on that level. But I also am sensitive to my Jewish friends who probably get tired of hearing all the Christian babble and like to be respected for their own identities.
But literally, it's a backlash to what became, you know, it's the beginning of the culture wars. What Pat Buchanan announced so long ago in the Republican National Convention.
92.
It's that. It's not Christmas. It's the incredibly pushy Christians who have taken over politics and have stuck their nose into my Congress where it just doesn't belong.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is insidious. And so I'm one of those people, for example, I heard the story about SeaTac Airport, where people threatened lawsuits because there were Christmas trees and a menorah on public property. And to me, those are not the most important battles in our world. And I'm willing to just kind of get along and go along, and I don't think we need to make a big issue out of that stuff. But when Jerry Falwell last year announced that he had 185 lawyers ready to pounce on anybody who sanitized Christmas or Merry Christmas, you know, out of a department store setting.
Now you've challenged me.
Well, that's just bizarre.
Now that fat freak is throwing the gauntlet, and I'm going to give him as hard a time as I can.
Okay, go.
Well, that's it. I'm just saying, you know, if we aren't happy with hearing Merry Christmas, it's only because of the pushiness of the conservative Christian right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is. Now, Tom Campbell, you know, this guy masquerades as some sort of kind of moderate. It's not about the party. But just remember, when he was running for Senate and he lost the nomination to Bruce Hershenson, a vicious, disgusting right-winger, he supported him. He became a good little party boy. So Tom Campbell gets a lot of credit for sort of being nonpartisan, and that's bull.
Well, I'll dip in here because I've been a friend of Tom Campbell's for a long time, and I actually worked on his Senate campaign in 2000.
Okay, you defend him. You defend him supporting Bruce Hershenson. I'm looking forward to this. You see how I frame it? Now you can't win. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you just how difficult that was for Campbell to do. And I don't really take a position on his partisanship and party loyalties. I leave that to him. But in May of 1992, I was somehow put in charge of organizing, they weren't quite debates, but joint televised broadcast appearances of the candidates. And as you know, in 92, we had both Senate seats open. What's now the Feinstein seat had been held by a doofus named John Seymour.
Right.
And the...
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he was appointed to fill out, I guess, the...
What, Michael Huffington?
Well, Huffington was running in 92 as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we had Huffington. Bill Dannemeyer was running for a seat. Gray Davis was running against Feinstein. Boxer and Campbell and Hershenson and Sonny Bono were all candidates in the primary for the seat that ultimately went to Boxer. So we're in San Francisco at the studios of Channel 5, where we did the radio and television simulcast of these joint televised appearances. And I was one of the moderators who asked some of the questions. And afterward, we went down to a conference room, and Channel 5 sent a camera crew to capture, you know, these kind of casual shots, reaction shots, and follow-up stuff. And with the camera rolling, Bruce Hershenson, clearly in league with Sonny Bono, tried to provoke Tom Campbell into some sort of an outburst. They were goading him. And I cannot remember at this point exactly what the issue was that they were trying to tweak him on. but they were trying very hard to get him to blow up. And
he's very mild-mannered.
He is. He's a very nice man. And so Campbell fortunately did not blow up, did not take the bait. But I saw there very clearly the collusion between Hershenson and Bono.
And so the character of a man like Hershenson, see, that's the point. You see, Tom Campbell experiences the man's character, knows his politics, knows his character, and then is willing to foist him on California. Help him be our senator. It's disgusting to me, and it's what's wrong with politics. When a nice guy, a smart guy, is so into the system of this partisanship that he's willing to take a scumbag and give him to us as our one of our two senators.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that tell the story?
Well, yes, and I'm not going to try to apologize for Campbell or explain it. I do accept it as part of the political game. And
it needs to be changed. I mean, that's the whole point. When you accept, when you use the word accept and game, what you're really saying is, boy, this sucks. It ought to be different. But who can fight it? It's bigger than all of us.
It can be.
Well, yeah. It is, but we have to fight it. I mean, the fact is, what's our other choice?
Well, then it became interesting because last year in 2005, my friend Tom Campbell was working as the director of finance for Governor Schwarzenegger.
Uh-huh.
And I invited him on the program. We spent an hour talking with him about the bogus ballot measures that were supposed to restructure state government and essentially give more power to this governor and future governors.
And what'd you think of his response?
I thought Tom was wrong, and I told him so. I thought that he was promoting a set of issues and, you know, these ballot measures that were not in the best interests of the state. And while I acknowledge some of the problems that Campbell and the ballot measures were attempting to address, I didn't find them to be good solutions or even partial approaches.
And when you think about it, Tom Campbell, a man who's clearly very smart, so now we can't say that, you know, the reason he doesn't get it is he hasn't thought about it, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's being political. He knows better.
Well, yeah, I guess
I mean,
you're right.
You know, and that's the point. even the best among us, when the system gets a hold of us, turns us into something that I don't want to say Barack Obama become any more of than he already is. So this experience they all talk about, it's experience in learning how to give in to somebody else's needs and serve your party instead of your people. Huh?
I think you've got it right, Billy.
Hey, buddy.
I think you do.
Thank you.
Merry Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, and anything else under the sun.
I just hope the next 2 weeks are just wonderful for you. And, in fact, you know, hell, the rest of your life.
Okay. Thank you, Billy.
You bet, buddy.
That's Billy Sunshine. Our listeners on the Central Coast can catch his act Sunday afternoons 3 to 5 on KRXA 540. I've got room for more of your phone calls, so grab a line and we can talk the rest of this hour. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 puts you through. And tomorrow, Santa will be here at this time taking your calls on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
This week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate, it's a replay of our show with Ronnie Bramer and Louis Basil on investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to share good times with friends and family. We're getting ready for our biggest year in 2007 for real estate deals and information, so check us out right here Sunday morning at 10, and visit our website at rockrollinrealestate.com. For more information, you can always call us at 408-892-3376. And happy holidays from all of us here at Rock Rollin' Real Estate.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 100,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Problems in Watsonville continue. This crash is still being cleared away. It's San Miguel Canyon Road. It's Strawberry Canyon Road. Oh, I should correct myself. The crash is cleared. There's still a little bit of a debris issue in the roadway, though, so you need to take it slow in that area. Meanwhile, southbound 101 on the Laurel Drive off-ramp in Salinas, a crash has just been cleared. Still some slow traffic in the area. And let's talk about southbound 101. It's slow pretty much every day, and today is no different. Highway 85 in San Jose to Coyote Creek Gulf Drive, and then we're still seeing heavy through Gilroy, very much so, Prunedale, and on into Salinas. This look at traffic this time around brought to you again by your Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealers. There's never been a better time to buy that Mercedes on your wish list through January 2nd. Get special offers for the Mercedes C, E, and M class models. All you got to do is visit your Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
You've got the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Peter B. And if you'd like to join me, there's still 10 minutes to go, and lines open at 888-5-PETER-B. The switchboard's quiet right now, and I understand people are in that frenzy before the holidays. Schedules are different. You're able to check out of work early or not show up at all. School's out, and so you got more kid responsibilities. But what that means is there's some people who don't have those routines and who are hanging back. And if you've never called the program and you need a little urging to do so, this is it. It's easy. You dial up toll-free. Matt answers the phone. He asks you what you want to talk about. He won't exclude you if he thinks it's something weird. He's just going to say, well, Peter, there's a guy with something weird to say. He puts that on the screen, and then I pick up your line. So if you feel like it, give us a call, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Dave and Betty sent me a Bush joke. See if you like it. One of George Bush's aides approached him with an urgent message. Mr. President, it seems that three Brazilian tourists have been arrested by the U.S. Border Patrol near the Mexican border. Bush pondered the dilemma, scratched his head, and then replied, just how many are there in a Brazilian? All right. Didn't get to this one yesterday. Orlando Patterson, a professor of sociology at Harvard, wrote a commentary, op-ed, for the New York Times. Let me share a couple of lines. One of the more disquieting aspects of the Iraqi occupation is that the president's final rationale for it is a cherished, though groundless, liberal belief about freedom. Yeah, this is great, because he accuses Bush of having ungrounded liberal thought. As we now know, the war was motivated less by any real evidence of Iraqi involvement with terrorism than by the neoconservative belief that they could stabilize the Middle East by spreading freedom there. Their erroneous assumption was a relic from the liberal past, the doctrine that freedom is a natural part of the human condition. A disastrously simple-minded argument followed from this, that because freedom is instinctively written in the hearts of all peoples, all that is required for its spontaneous flowering in a country that has known only tyranny is the forceful removal of the tyrant and his party. Once Bush was beguiled by this argument, he began to sound like a late-blooming schoolboy who had just discovered John Locke, the 17th-century founder of liberalism. In his second inaugural speech, Bush declared complete confidence in the eventual triumph of freedom. because freedom is the permanent hope of mankind, and hunger in dark places the longing of the soul. Later, an Arab-American audience was told, no matter what your faith, freedom is God's gift to every person in every nation. Another speech more explicitly laid out the neocon agenda. We believe that freedom can advance and change lives in the Middle East. A basic flaw in the approach of the president and his neoliberal, neoconservative advisors was their failure to distinguish Western beliefs about freedom from those critical features of it that non-Western peoples were likely to embrace. Very well put. I've never read Orlando Patterson before, but I thank Orlando Patterson for expressing that view. Ben in Salinas is ready for us. Hello, Ben. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. Referring once again to Mr. Bush's speech this morning.
Yeah, I didn't see it, and I got a note from a guy who said that it was lengthy, boring, and talked about shopping.
It was just like, this guy's still trying to run for some kind of office, but what it boiled down to, if you read between the lines, is I've listened to all of the advice of all the these real generals, and not these people, not the deserters, but the people that actually shed blood. He said, I've listened to all of them, and I've instructed Gates to come up with a way to stay the course, to justify the incursion on minority one. That's what he said. This guy, and he hums, and, well, I'm going to have to give this some thought. This guy can't think. And we try to cut this guy slack that, one, maybe don't impeach the guy. He's making a survival thing. If we want to keep our Constitution intact, this guy needs to be reined in. He's mentally out of touch, Peter.
Well, the evidence of that is growing by the day. And it is remarkable that in a two-week period, I mean, it was 2 weeks ago today that the Baker Report was issued. And as you know, I didn't invest a lot in it. My expectations were not high.
Yeah.
But this was his daddy's guy and a bunch of his daddy's people. I mean, even the Democrats on that committee are pretty centrist folks. I give Leon Panetta of Carmel a lot of credit for putting in the hours there.
Yeah.
But now it's very clear the president is going to ignore not only the recommendations they made, but the very fundamental assessment of the situation that they brought to him. He simply rejects that and goes on in this fantasy world where we can win militarily.
You know what, Peter? In January, there has to be a train wreck between him and Congress, or one of them's just not going to be there. And if Congress doesn't find a way to stand up to all this presidential, executive, I'm God and the rest of you bow at my knees or else crap, if they don't stand up and show some true grit, American grit, and do what has to be done in spite of the smell of sulfur, mm-hmm. then are they going to be strong enough to fight this guy? He thinks he's a god or a king.
Well, and so far, they have not correctly assessed the challenge that they face. Ben, we haven't confirmed it, but I'm making plans to originate from Washington during the week of the State of the Union address.
Boy, that's
and if so, we should have access to a lot of the top Democrats, and you better believe I'm going to ask them these questions. Thanks for your call today.
Thank you, Peter.
Merry Christmas, Ben. Now to Charles in Monterey. Hello, you're on the air, Charles.
Hello, Peter. Thank you very much for your show. I won't be making the most glamorous statement of the day, but I believe that human overpopulation is the world's biggest problem.
Okay.
And I think that it's sad that there hasn't been an economic system devised that doesn't depend on endless growth, and that we can't, we're just fooling ourselves with our prices of 0.99 and 9.99 and all that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that it is a very important issue. It is rarely addressed. And because we're now into this faux fundamentalism where human life, of course, the culture of life is the most important issue, we can't talk about limiting the birth rate. All we can talk about is accelerating the death rate. And I think that is a bizarre application of Christian principles on the part of this administration. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
And Chris and Salinas, you get the final word tonight on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, Peter, the reason we're not calling is because we're out shopping. We got to keep the darn economy moving. We got to charge up our credit cards so China can buy up our credit.
So, Chris, you're doing this under a presidential directive?
Oh, yeah, I heard his speech, and I just had to run out and go shopping.
Well, don't do too much damage. I want you to be able to pay off your credit card next month.
I probably won't because I'm getting a 20% 5% pay cut at the beginning of the year. So
why is that?
Happy New Year.
How did you?
Because we have a company that doesn't know how to manage themselves. So anyway.
So everybody gets a 20% haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. What about your Christmas bonus?
Oh yeah, that was it.
Wow.
Anyway, it'll be okay.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas and
hey, Happy New Year and all that good stuff. I don't talk to you.
Yeah, happy shopping.
Bye.
I'm sick and tired of the bullshit. So I'm so sick and tired of all this bullshit on my TV.
It's the bullshit.
Entertainment ain't as entertaining as entertainment could be. And I'm so sick and tired of all the bullshit on my TV. Darling, you could pass the time, could you entertain?
Ah, but if you get a big screen, high definition plasma TV, all that bulk is just going to look that much clearer, cleaner, and all the colors will be spectacular.
Happy trails to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Peter B. Collins Show. We're going to be back live one more time tomorrow, our last live broadcast in 2006, and we'll end the day with a live visit from Santa Claus in the studio, taking calls from kids of all ages. So hope you'll tune in then, and if not, well, screw you. Scrooge you. Merry Christmas.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Deborah Lindsay with Tomorrow Matters on KRXA 540 AM, wishing you a safe holiday season and encouraging you to make earth-friendly choices for your celebrations. Join me each Sunday at 2 to match global problems of today with local solutions for a better tomorrow. Remember, the greatest gift we can give is a healthy planet. Tomorrow Matters, right here on KRXA 540 AM, every Sunday at 2.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A fierce wind blows the snow sideways in Denver as a winter storm paralyzes travel in Colorado and Kansas. At Denver International Airport,
we're going to have several thousand guests tonight.
Spokesman Chuck Cannon says flight operations shut down at mid-afternoon, stranding all the travelers who couldn't get a flight out before everything got socked in.
They're going to be sleeping either on the airport chairs or on the floor. So it will not be the most comfortable night they've ever spent.
Cannon says the airport has limited supplies of cots, blankets, diapers, and baby formula. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has declared a disaster emergency, and he's activated the National Guard to help rescue snowbound motorists. There's another storm approaching Mount Hood, Oregon.
As of now, we have temporarily suspended the search.
Deputy Sheriff Chris Gerton says the search for those two missing climbers will become a recovery operation. After all this time, they don't believe there's any chance the men are still alive. The search crews are leaving, disappointed.
It was hard because they wanted to come up with some results, and they gave it everything they had, and they tried and tried and tried, and the weather just made this extremely difficult.
10 feet of snow has piled up on some parts of the mountain since the men went missing a week and a half ago. Today, the Oregon State Medical Examiner said climber Kelly James had been dead of hypothermia for several days before his body was found on Sunday. President Bush held his final news conference of 2006 today.
We are sympathetic.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush has a grim year-end review of the Iraq War.
2006 was a difficult year for our troops and the Iraqi people.
He told reporters insurgents have blocked hopes for progress.
It set back reconciliation. It kept Iraq's unity government and our coalition from establishing security.
That bleak assessment comes as the president looks at new options, including sending more troops. He'll announce a revised strategy next month. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Between 1995 and 2005, cable TV rates rose 93%. With that in mind, the FCC today approved new rules meant to increase competition in local markets. Ron Stoddard of the National Cable Television Association says they're really meant to give phone companies an edge.
We are sympathetic to the concept.